This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is a friend of the show, Baird Blaine. Baird, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
First met you when you were playing music. Mm-hmm. Then I went to your shop where you make instruments. You're a luthier. Yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit about both playing and creating instruments today.
All right.
How's that?
Sounds great.
And we'll get to this in a minute, but you brought a guitar in with you that is kind of special, right?
It is, yes. It's it's a guitar made from a famous tree, pretty special piece of wood. A client commissioned this guitar, bought the piece of wood, and sent it to me, and it's been in the works for a year or so.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. First, mm-hmm. Let's talk about something you're putting together at Stage 18, where you're going to have sort of a monthly variety show?
Yeah, it's something I wanted to do for years now, where I've been building guitars for primarily musicians for 12 years now, and I've always thought, man, I need a venue where I could, these people that come through town to see me, I could book people once in a while, you know, to promote my work as well as help my friends on the road out a little bit with a show. So David Embry opened the Stage 18 on the square, and it's a beautiful little listening room pub vibe. So we're planning to do a monthly variety show with several acts. I'm also trying to incorporate a kind of a luthier guitar geek social hour, maybe ahead of time for an hour or two. I'll be on hand and I'll display some instruments. Friday will be our first show with, we're going to have a little Three Penny Acre reunion scene with Brian and Bernice Hembry. That ought to be fun.
You were with Three Penny for quite a while.
Three Penny Acre for 8 years or however many, so Bernice is my favorite person in the world to sing with, so I figured it'd be a good kickoff to get them, and I'll probably start with a little solo scene and then have them play some Smokey in the Mirror stuff, and then we'll end with a little Three Penny Acre jam, so to speak.
So one of the goals with this monthly show is, obviously, if you're on stage, you'll have a Baird guitar, but some other folks who you've created guitars for?
Yeah, we have, I already have my next 4 months almost lined out, 5 months. I have, Handmade Moments is going to be the September show. And Joel's been playing one of my guitars for the last 6 months or so. He's already broken in really nicely. I saw it yesterday. And Rebecca Loby in October. Next month, I'm going to have Still on the Hill. I've been playing with a little trio with Kelly Mulholland and John Davies. So they'll be with me next month. And then we'll get Don and Kelly to do a set. And it ought to be great.
Sounds like it'll be fun and somewhat informal.
Yeah, it is going to be somewhat informal. You know, it's I want to encourage the craft in Northwest Arkansas as well. There's some other people building guitars and into it, and so eventually I'd like to maybe showcase a different person doing it every month or something. Have a little kind of like a arts opening type vibe, something before the show where people, you know. We want to start like a little luthier collective of Northwest Arkansas, something like that. You
know? Is that not a competitive world, the Northwest Arkansas luthiers?
I don't make it competitive, no. I mean, the dissemination of information is part of life, and I really enjoy helping others along the way because others help me along the way, and I feel like that, you know, it's all give and take, and there should be no competition in arts.
I would think that when you start your career toward being a luthier, that a lot of your energy has to go to learning, creating, learning from mistakes.
Yeah.
Does that mean it cuts into the time that you used to play the guitar?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was a pretty dedicated player in my youth, you know, hours and hours every day. And as I got into building, you know, I went to school for guitars when I was 24, and I moved here right after that. And as I got more and more into building, my passions diverted from playing as much to building. And then I made it a business, which means it takes priority because I'm dependent on it for a living. So there's that aspect. And then nowadays that I have kids, you know, I spend 3 days a week with my 2-year-old. So getting out in the evenings and playing music has become secondary pursuit lately. And part of this is just to get me out playing more as well. So.
Well, and when you're a musician, not only are you out at night, sometimes you're away from home.
True. I'm a homebody.
Yeah, you know? So being a luthier, you can...
We just built on the house. I have a beautiful workbench at home now, a little studio space where I can do a lot of my carving and set up repair work at home, and so I'm enjoying it. My kids are around it more and being a part of it more, which part of why I wanted to do that, you know.
Well, you said that the social hour that you want to get started with this event at Sage 18 every month for people to talk about guitars or woodwork or wood. Let's talk about the piece of wood that became the guitar down here from the tree.
The tree, they call it. Yes, this was it was an incredible tree that was a 10-foot diameter mahogany tree, 100-foot long log. Native loggers found it in the Chusibol jungle in Honduras in 1968, I believe. And it was such an amazing tree. With a tree, you can tell whether a tree has figure in it, which is like uncharacteristic genetics where it will grow. Like the fiddleback maple is the classic where it has the waves, but not every tree has that. In the mahogany world, most trees are somewhat plain. And this tree, you can tell by the bark because it'll have spiral bark or really wavy bark. And so native loggers found this tree, knew it was special, and so they chopped it down, which is heartbreaking in itself. But there was some American veneer mills at the time near there that they knew they would get big money for this log. The problem was it fell in a ravine and nobody could move it.
Because it was so big, right?
Yeah. So it's lay there for 18 years until an American guy went in with bulldozers and a number of people. They basically, with chainsaws, cut it up into movable pieces, hauled it like 75 miles through the jungle to a river, floated it another 80 miles to a old steam-powered mill where it was sliced up and then brought to the States. So back in the early 80s when it came to the States, you could get it for a reasonable price. And it's this pillowy quilt figure that's almost unheard of in mahogany. I've never seen mahogany anything close to this.
It achieved legendary status.
It did.
Guitarists, luthiers, music fans have heard of
furniture,
the tree.
Furniture people. I believe, like, whether I don't know if it was George Lucas or Steven Spielberg, one of their offices is paneled with it, and it's just an astoundingly gorgeous tree. It's almost psychedelic in its depth.
And it shows you how big it was that still things are created from it now.
Yeah, well, it's worth so much money now that the tabletops and the pieces of furniture that were made out of it are being sliced up into guitar wood because it's worth a ton of money as guitar wood. So
how did this come to you?
A client of mine who has several of my other guitars from Colorado just on a whim bought this piece of wood and sent it to me, and we've been talking about it for, you know, a year. It's been in some form of the works. It's also a multi-scale instrument with the fan fret, which every string is a different scale length. So the nut is not square. The saddle is not square. You know, it has an inch difference, which is kind of it's a boutique thing people have been doing for a while, but not on a large scale just because it's much more difficult to do. But it makes much more sense with the string dynamics of, you know, you want a shorter scale for the smaller treble strings, longer scale for a heavier gauge string. Like the physics make complete sense. And it's a really great application for longer scale instruments, basses, mandocellos, things like that, where it evens out the tensions more or less.
So you have this piece of wood. Yeah. You talk about it with the client for a while. Then you start working on it.
Yeah.
In the back of your mind, can you allow yourself to think, oh, don't screw up? Or do you just go about
it? It's absolutely terrifying. this wood is notorious for the sides breaking because it's so figured. So I got a chemical wood softener when I bent the sides from a friend of mine. And I took my time doing it right. And it was in my side bender, which is a heat blanket device. And I was hearing pops and cracks. And I was like, no. I spent a sleepless night thinking I was going to have to try and find another set of sides. And I did some fancy veneer work on the inside waist, and it worked out good. It's fine.
It's beautiful. Does it sound different than?
You know, it's so new, and I've been scared to play it too much. So it's it hasn't been broken in particularly, but.
Well, try to break it in a little bit here for us.
I would love to play something.
And this will be on display Friday night when...
Yeah, I'll have it there. It's pretty. It's almost ready to ship to him. I'll probably be shipping it next weekend right after the show. So, let's see. Aside from being a builder musician, I tend to write some songs now and then, which I'd like to get back into. But I'll do this song. This is not one I wrote, but it's one I just dredged up from my past. And it has a nice political stint to it, which people will appreciate, I think.
Let me move this mic over here so we can get the guitar.
This is a Phil Oakes tune called Millionaire.
Well, I started
started out with one lone dollar. Gambled with a man and a one millioner. Bought me a gun, robbed my brother, I'm bad and I don't care. I'm gonna be a millionaire. I'm bad and I don't care. I'm gonna be a millionaire. I hopped on a ship and we sailed on the waves. Dealt in rum, I dealt in slaves. I left my captain in a watery grave. He's gone, but I don't care. I'm gonna be a millionaire. He's gone, but I don't care. I'm gonna be a millionaire. Pretty little wife, brought her misery every day of her life. She slit her wrist with a silver knife. You can't pin that on me. Yeah, the money belongs to me. Yeah, you can't pin that on me. Yeah, the money belongs to me. How many of you wanna see me dead? How many of you wanna have my head? How many of you just live your lives? Yeah, wishing you were me, boys. Wishing you were me. Well, I found myself in a good position to buy myself a cheap politician, yeah, the cheapest. I won the next big election, and that's just how it went. Now I own the president. Yeah, that's just how it went. Now I own the president. But how many of you wanna see me dead? How many of you wanna have my head? How many of you just live your lives? Yeah, wishing you were me, boys. Wishing you were me. So when you say a prayer down on your knees, ask the Lord to forgive you, please. And if it crosses your mind, say one for me. Cause I know where I'm bound, boys. I know where I'm bound. I know where I'm bound, boys. I know where I'm bound. Cause I started out with one lone dollar. Gambled with a man and won me another. Bought me a gun, robbed my brother, I'm bad, and I don't care. I'm gonna be a millionaire. I'm bad, and I don't care. I'm gonna be a millionaire.
Great, thanks. At Stage 18, what time will music start?
I believe we're shooting for an earlier type show, so 7:30 to 8-ish.
Perfect.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So I imagine if there's people interested in guitars and they want to come hang out, talk to me, I'll be around on hand probably from 6 at least on. And I'm going to bring this guitar. I have a brand new arch top octave mandolin that's really spectacular. I'll probably bring that one too. And a few others potentially, and we'll just have a good time.
And you'll keep us up to date on who's going to be there?
I will. Mm-hmm. I will. Yeah. Some of the dates for the next months remain to be seen, but you know, the Handmade Moments, Rebecca Lobie, we have some great people coming to town, so it's going to be great.
Baird, thanks for coming in.
Congratulations on the guitar.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
You bet. Blaine is a luthier, musician, singer, and songwriter, and he'll be part of a Three Penny Acre reunion tonight at Stage 18 in downtown Fayetteville. You can find out more about him at BairdGuitars.com.